DeSantis's campaign war chest. The DeSantis campaign reports collecting $8.2 million in the 24 hours following his announcement. On Wall Street, the Dow up 378 points. More details at srnnews.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the Memorial Day weekend holiday weather. In fact, I don't know how it could be better. Mostly sunny, comfortable humidity today, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high 81. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, comfortable days, cool nights. And Memorial Day Monday, high 84. A perfect day with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
A federal grant has been awarded to the Craigfield Airport and Industrial Authority in Selma in order to proceed with a remote air traffic control academy. Alabama Congresswoman Terry Sewell announced this week that $2.4 million is being awarded from the Department of Commerce for this project. Two buildings at Craigfield will be renovated into classrooms and a 76-room dormitory. The academy is expected to bring 119 new jobs to the area. Sewell says the news of the grant, along with matching local funds and private investors, is all wonderful news. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Two Birmingham police officers are hospitalized after a crash on Interstate 2059 on Thursday. The officers were blocking traffic when another vehicle crashed through the barricade, hitting the men. Both men are expected to survive. And a manufacturing plant will be expanding in the city of Oxford. Kronospan will be investing in a 469-acre site to introduce a new product, their oriented strand board. This week, the Oxford City Council approved a tax abatement for the new project. The $350 million investment by Kronospan will bring about 125 new jobs, bringing the total employed by that company to 600. Groundbreaking for construction of this new project should happen later this year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It is that time of the year when you get ready to go to the pool, to the beach, to the lake. They've got beach towels coming in down at Tucker Pecan. They've got jewelry. They've got all kind of stuff for the summer months. They've got Foster Gump to tell you all about it.
At Tucker Pecan, they've got some new towels coming in. You know, they've had the Joywick towels for years, but now they have the Turkish beach towels back, which they were a huge success 2 years ago. You know what? We've got bags. We've got all kinds of great beach stuff. We've got some cover-ups that'll be beautiful. And then also, a lot of people like to cook. cook when they go to the beach and to the lake. So they've got all kinds of barbecue sauces and dips and chip stuff. All kinds of great things for the beach and the lake at Tucker Pecan. And if you're an Alabama fan, they got Alabama Plaza. If you're an Auburn fan, they got Auburn Plaza. Well, I'm an Alabama fan. We've got all those wonderful things down at Tucker Pecan. Plus, we got Lieutenant Stan eating ice cream.
Tell them where you're located, buddy.
We're located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check them out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call them 262-4470. Or like them on Facebook.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Deason. Maybe Beth Shaver's here, Allison Sinclair, Sky as well. This show is powered by 1819 News. Go check out 1819news.com. I don't know if it's the best place. It's almost the only place to find out exactly what's going on in the state of Alabama. And here's why it's important. State of Alabama news is boring at times. There's no doubt about it. The legislature is frustrating, no doubt about it. But what we have to do as Alabamians is save ourselves. And we have to start saving ourselves at the state level. We have to start electing people that will look out for us, look out for our values, look out for our families. And we're not doing a great job at that right now.
What is the talk that Brian Dawson, CEO of 1819 News, always gives us? Your sphere of influence. And our sphere of influence, it's really hard to influence the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. But we can influence our communities, our local school boards, our state legislature.
Right.
And that's where you make the change. And we've learned, like, from several other states, Florida being one, you can protect yourself. You know, their states' rights are a real thing.
Yeah, and you can make a difference. You can make your state better. It's just that our legislature and leadership seems to think that we are just vassals of the federal government, and we are here just to supply playground for the people who are in the good old boy club.
Mm. And I think another opportunity that we have in our sphere of influence is to not only expose that, but expose the corruption that people want to say, but it's Alabama. There's no way there's corruption here. It's so red.
We're a conservative state.
No, it's not. That's how they get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cover.
Yeah, I think it was Thomas Jefferson. I need to look, and it's not a well-known quote, but it was something along the lines of, the elected official or the person you need to watch the most closely is the one you were for.
Oh, that's good.
Because that's the one that you'll allow to get away with stuff.
Mm.
The one you were against, you're like, oh, I got to watch her. I got to watch him. I know he's up to no good. But the one you supported, the one you think's on your side, is the one you don't question.
That makes sense, because what did we all do until really 2020, I guess, the pandemic and then the election? But we all just checked the R box and we're like, oh, those honest Republicans, hardworking Republicans will take care of us. And it couldn't be further from the truth, even in Alabama. They're the ones I trust the least. At least the Democrats are honest about what they're doing.
That's right.
They'll just tell you.
They'll call you names on the floor of the House, right?
Oh my gosh. Should we play?
We're going to have to play that.
Well, no.
The newest version?
I just thought that was hysterical what Brian said.
I didn't watch it all. I haven't watched it
all
yet.
Scott, it's hilarious.
It's
So, I mean, it's got to be good enough for the public airways. I mean, it was said on the House floor, right?
Well, are you talking about the one that Gwendolyn Gavan talking about?
It is, because they'll tell it to your face. The dangerous thing about the Republicans is they'll bless your heart and do what we all know they do, which is stab you in the back.
Which is, oh, you know I'm for God and country and the Second Amendment and all that kind of stuff, but let's see if we can pass some red flag laws. And, yeah, we're for smaller government, but we need all of your tax money. We don't need to give any of it back to you. And we're for personal responsibility and you know, people getting good at it, but we're not going to let you choose where your kids go to school. Are you crazy? You're insane. You're not competent enough to do that.
Right.
Here's what they do. They pass constitutional carry last session. They all campaign on it. And then they start putting in the red flag laws. Mm-hmm. Republicans.
Right.
Republicans.
They passed it in one chamber or both chambers? How far along are they with the red flag laws?
Oh, I don't know. I can't
bear to look, actually.
I'm afraid to look at times.
It is, because it started off well, like you said, a couple days ago, and it has ended up in the dumpster. We knew it would, but we're just surprised by how quickly it ended up in the dumpster and was lit on fire.
Here's the best example. So they filed an audit, an election audit bill. Okay, and the way it was going to work, we're only one of six states to not have an audit. And actually, like, I think three or four of those other states have legislation that is moving quickly through their houses or their chambers. Election audit bill, 20% of each county randomly will be chosen. 20% of the precincts, you would audit one race. Okay. That was the original bill filed in the House with Debbie Wood.
You randomly pick the race, too?
Yeah. You randomly pick one race. Okay. You randomly pick the precincts, 20%.
I think they should do the random picking like they do the lottery.
Yeah.
They should have bingo balls and there should be a little person there to draw the balls out or it pops up. Because if there's any way they can cheat, they're like, oh, yeah, it's picked randomly. We randomly always pick the one I want. That kind of thing.
Yes.
I think they weight the balls.
They probably do.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Why not? Yeah. So is this as simple as it sounds? Like when it was originally written?
Well, what they've done, and everybody's saying, oh, we passed an election audit bill. You know what they amended it to? One race. One randomly drawn race in one precinct. One in each state. And now they're all like, we passed an audit bill, thinking that that will satisfy us.
There are so many terrible words that want to come out of my mouth right now.
Yes, I agree with you completely.
I'm speechless.
What elected official, what legislator says that is good enough to figure out whether or not our elections are being run honestly? I'm telling you, Alabama is up to something. Look, I was there. I served in the legislature for 16 years. I get it. And there were races that we were involved in, and a lot of them in Republican primaries, where I was like, we ran polling just the other day. We have some of the best pollers. We were right in this race, and this race, which are all very similar areas, and we got this one race where the establishment guy miraculously wins at the end, just barely. And I'm like, how did that happen? Well, I guess the people turned out and voted. And now when I see things like this, I think it wasn't just that candidate was able to do something. I just feel like there's something there. There's a there that they don't want us to see. Does that make sense?
It does.
I can't even react to it anymore because
it's so awful. I mean, when I ran for office and people were like, oh, Montgomery's great, this is great, blah, blah, blah. The more you get into it, the more you realize. I tried to explain to people when it was over, because then people want to go, well, what did you think about it? Who did you meet? How did it go? Like, you really do not understand how dirty Montgomery is. You do not understand that the people that are sitting on your pew are dirty.
Are plugged in too.
And they are plugged in, and they are shaking your hand and saying sweet, and they're whispering sweet nothings to you during the week, and then they're going down to Montgomery and doing whatever the heck they want out of, you know, under the cover of darkness. It's unbelievable.
Because it's one of those choices of ethics versus morality or whatever. I mean, there are people who believe it, and I get it. Look, it's not written out as a sin, but they see manipulating the government to get their way, to make sure they make more money or have more power or whatever, that is just part of the game. Now, the problem is I see it as being abusive to everybody else. You're stealing from everyone else so that you can become more wealthy. Other people are, because taxation is theft, you're taking from the citizens to enrich yourself, but they see it as part of a game, and if they weren't doing it, someone else is doing it. So that's how they rationalize it to themselves, and it's just a different worldview.
Oh my gosh.
You're starting to sound like a libertarian there.
I've got a libertarian leaning there, Mr. Skyster. I do. But we just, on so many of the social issues, I'm like, yeah, I'm for letting you do whatever you want if we were purely libertarian. But we're not.
Well, that,
so
we never
screw
work.
Yourself
it's a,
up.
It's a utopian philosophy, but it can work in many ways, however.
In a way. But if you go screw yourself up, we still take care of you for the rest of your life and your family and everybody else. So if we were purely total personal responsibility, knock yourself out.
We wouldn't need government.
But we're not. So so we got to have some limits there. But I am against making you wear your motorcycle helmet. That counts me in the Libertarian Club.
Yes, it does.
And I'm against them making you wear your seatbelts, except for the driver.
Go aardvarks. All right.
That's just because I want yourself strapped in when you're doing other stuff and you start to crash. I want you to regain control before you kill me. That's the only reason. It's for my safety, not yours. You can die if you want.
Yeah. Victimless crimes, it turns out, aren't really so victimless as we learned.
So
our legislature,
really?
All you have
did
to
they
say...
Did they pass that? They did.
It hasn't been passed yet, but...
That's just where they are.
That's just where they are. Actually, I think it... they make it so hard to keep up. Like, unless you're there every single day and you have, like, some telephone tapping to all the back corner, dark corner conversations, right. It's really hard to keep up. But you look at this super majority of Republican and these super Republican leaders... But every year that the Republicans have been in charge of the government, Montgomery, the budget has grown. And, like, this year it's growing by, like, $8 million. To me, you're growing. If the budget's growing, government is growing. And that's antithetical to the Republican platform. It's just...
I remember when I was there, I was one of the big proponents of prior year budgeting. Remember when that was a big deal?
Yes, I did.
Prior year budgeting. And all it said was, this year... We won't spend $1 more than we took up in taxes last year.
Okay.
We won't spend any more than our last paycheck. And we were not able to pass that.
I remember.
Even in those days. So we now in one of the budgets, I can't remember if it's general fund or education, we passed this five-year rolling average, blah, blah. And I was like, what are y'all doing? And I'm sure I voted for it. It was an improvement, but it was just... this equation based on the average. And all that was dreamed up because they didn't want to do prior year budgeting. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, if you do prior year budgeting, there's been a couple of years where we still have proration. I'm like, fine. Do prior year budgeting and then save some. Mm-hmm. Save the excess, whatever. But everything is built around, how do you put it? The priority for government is always the government.
Mm.
Yes. It's not the taxpayers.
It's good.
The taxpayers are last. And under the umbrella of government is all the programs and all the quote-unquote good things that it does. But it's still self-preservation. Mm-hmm. It's still, we need to help the children. And we need to help these people. I know, but you got like 150 people helping those 12 people. Well, don't worry about that, Scott. We need that many employees. It's those kinds of things. And the citizens are kind of last.
Do you think it's that way in every state? I know it's that way at the federal level.
I do think it's that way in every state, but there's just varying degrees of... And I really believe... how the left always says that the things that are wrong in Alabama are because we had this outdated... constitution that was written by the old white guys and all that kind of stuff. I think they miss it. I don't think they have that right. I think what happened to Alabama is, and I hate to go back to a Civil War issue, but what happened to Alabama was that during Reconstruction, the state was so looted and people took advantage of folks and took advantage of the government that it seated itself into this idea that the government is there to suck money and suck the life and suck the resources out of the state for a handful of people. And I don't think it was all the old Reconstructed Confederates. I think it was some of them and a lot of carpetbaggers and everybody. And we just ended up with this mindset that said the state and its people are here to be looted.
Exploited.
Yeah. Exploited. And we're kind of stuck in that mindset. And we can't get it to stop. Because the people who got the money and the resources, the people who got the gold.
They make the rules.
They make the rules.
When did that start, though?
I think it was after the Civil War.
Yeah, Reconstruction.
During Reconstruction.
We were
so many of the men died.
There was no one left.
We were under military occupation for 12 long years. Okay.
Yeah, and we were paying war reparations on coal or something until like 1969 or something.
The state was raped. Wow.
Pulling the leech off is going to be real hard by now.
Yeah, because everybody will scream, if you pull it off, it's going to be a sore. So just leave the leech.
Is that the debt ceiling discussion?
Oh, gosh. Everything discussion. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phoenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can't live without you.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Don't forget to check out 1819news.com. Become a part of the team. Help them do what they do, which also helps us do what we do. I'm looking for the article on the reconstruction and all the things that happened.
Oh, are you looking at me?
Mm-hmm, I'm looking at you.
I thought you were looking for the article.
I am. I said I'm looking for the article.
Maybe it's in your North Face backpack.
I mean, we just realized
he has a North Face backpack and t-shirt on.
I think the jacket that I really like that I was worried about, I think is also North Face. But those are old, and I shan't be buying another one.
They've spent that money.
Patty. No, you sent that, Patty. Oh, Allison. Oh, you just did it, girl. It has been switched from Jason to Patty.
To Patty. Which reminds me, I promised the listeners I would give them I told them I had to look it up, what a femme fatale is.
Yes, yeah,
this
please.
Is Femme Fatale Friday.
Please tell.
And everybody kind of thinks we know, I think.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure it means what I think people think it means. What is that from?
We should ask. Okay, what do you think?
We don't know. I read it to y'all during the break. Now you're going to sound smart.
Before that, I pictured a woman in like a black leather suit with a knife.
Yeah, I just thought
maybe
woman murderer.
A spy type, perhaps.
Okay. That's what I would guess.
He's got a woman spy.
Femme fatale.
Fatal attraction.
Oh, like a stalker.
I said that.
Like just a woman who'll kill you.
I'm being honest.
So we got the murderers, woman spy.
So we're kind of in the realm.
Was that Sharon Stone?
Yes. Wasn't
that Sharon Stone? Was that the bunny? Was that the bunny in the bar?
Cooked that rabbit.
Yes.
Man, that's okay,
so I never saw it, but I remember that.
Poor rabbit.
I just have the seat.
I don't.
Screenshot of the cover.
I watched
of
about
movie.
10 minutes of that movie, and I'm like,
disturbing. You only need
women
1 minute
women watched it all,
to
though, didn't you? Y'all watched it all.
I've never seen it.
You never seen it?
I've never seen it.
But all I know is the screen that, you know, when they used to do movie posters, that's what I picture when you say femme fatale.
She had the knife. Did she have a knife?
I don't know.
She did? All right, here's the interwebs definition. An attractive, I don't even know if you can say that anymore. This must be an old definition. An attractive and seductive woman.
Yes.
Especially one, see, I didn't say especially, which I would sometimes, especially one who is likely to cause distress or disaster to a man who becomes involved with her.
I think that's pretty much your everyday.
I don't understand. I thought that was female, but clearly it says femme fatale.
Which could also be used to describe our government, could it not?
Which is female fatality, I believe.
It seduces everyone into thinking, our problems are solved.
Yes. And will likely cause distress or disaster to every person who's involved with the government. So, that's what it is.
I'm just looking.
Okay.
I'm looking for the article that you did send me about.
Gotcha. We'll do that later. Let's go out to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien. You can say Punta, whatever that other place was, because that means point.
Okay. Punta Cana.
If you leave out a consonant, you said a bad word. And I'm not going to tell you which one, because it's close enough.
Well, so you're going to make us try to guess which one, and now we're half the time we're guessing about it.
Well, there's three consonants and they sound alike, so it doesn't take moving very many of them.
Okay.
Always make sure you enunciate the N.
There's a clue.
Gotcha. All right, because you know I'm searching
without
for it now.
The N, without the N, somebody might slap you in the mouth.
You know. Oh,
like the FCC,
perhaps?
Hey, look, I got a question for you. That's a good question there, Skyster.
Mm-hmm.
If you say words you're not supposed to say in a foreign language, are you still in trouble with the Federal Communications Commission?
Yes, there's some forgiveness in that, but if they deem it's deliberate, it's just as if you said
it in English.
You better believe it, yeah.
It's the government. It's selective enforcement of those who they wish to persecute.
Don't want to say anything bad about the FCC.
No, they're a wonderful bunch,
and they do a great job.
They are a great group of government. I'll stop.
Yeah. This is probably a
that was good. That's
bad
a
road to go down, period. Anyway.
Right. Sky's getting nervous.
We love the FCC.
I've had my problems before, thank you. Told the wrong joke, I did.
They are wonderful people. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to kick another beehive.
Okay.
The women and the jobs they want. You know, we have to hold out a certain number of jobs in the C-suite and these boards for, you know, women and other special groups. I think we should hold out other jobs for those special people to show equality and, you know, endeavors that they may not be so willing to go do. But, you know, fair is fair, and we want to have equal opportunity. So, you know, I have seen women painters, and they've been good, but you know, let's get into some jobs that may not be so fun, you know. But let's get into some of that backbreaking, going down the sewers and being one of those guys that had to climb in the sewers and clean that stuff out, or you know, let's get in there and find these jobs that are just so, you know, masculine and overwrought with, you know, masculinity and toxic masculinity, you know, and bring some even keel to that kind of stuff, because you definitely want somebody who has the right point of view cleaning out your sewers. That is very important.
It is. Yeah. I mean, if they do not believe in social justice, then, I mean, that's who we need. There's not enough social justice with the people who are cleaning out the sewers. You're right about that.
You know, I can't really think of anything else. Women in the military, I'm all for it. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. The problem comes in to me is if you make them go in the military, I kind of have a problem with that. If a woman wants to go in the military, fine. I get both sides of that, but just my proclivity is I don't want to see them in the combat situation.
If you want to see a great example, it's already been done. The Israeli military, for since their existence. They have experimented and dialed it in with female military members. So take a look at their results and how they do it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have to have a good defense.
Which includes that they did roll out and try the full-on combat.
Yes, infantry.
Had to reel that back.
They did.
Also don't get multi-day deployed.
We can learn a lot.
But just because Sky and Eric think every woman in the military looks like the pictures that the Israelis send out.
Right.
That's,
you mean like Gal Gadot?
That's why y'all are for the military. They don't. That's not the way it is. It's just
for
like
women
the
to do
beaches,
whatever they
okay?
want to do. Okay.
Yeah,
however,
like
I would not want my wife, you know, as a coal miner, or my daughter, or my granddaughter. I don't want them doing that. But if you want to do it, more power to
knock yourself.
Go for it.
Yeah. There's some things. I mean, I don't like it if my wife has to pump gas. You know. But I guess I'm just
that's because she ends up getting it on
that
the car.
Oppressor you.
Let me get off of here. I'm running past.
I'm just speaking for Eric. That's all I'm
saying.
Have
a good weekend.
Have a great Memorial Day.
Be careful out there. Watch out for the femme fatales. Pals. I found the bad word, by the way, in Spanish. I'll tell y'all out there. No, it's not real, real bad.
Don't say it. Sky will
freak out.
Bleep us.
There's a farm implement that is said the same way in 2023.
Oh.
It's just that word.
Okay.
Right. Sometimes
wait, the one I said earlier?
Sometimes you use the shovel.
No.
Sometimes you use the hoe.
Got it.
Depending on how bad the weeds are.
Yep.
I said hoe earlier.
You did. We got to take a break.
Is that illegal?
Probably not.
We'll have more gardening tips right after this.
We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I'm going to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy is proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of May, we celebrate Mother's Day with $20 off gift cards. Improve mom's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit our website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's one of the most important outdoor weekends of the year, and I don't think I could deliver any better news than this. Starting with today, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high, about 81. We'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days. Just very comfortable. And how about this for Memorial Day Monday, with a high temperature up to about 84. Perfect day, lots of sun, very comfortable again. Well, the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We are all here. The gang is all here. So there's an anniversary, and I really don't know what the anniversary is. It the day of when all of it happened? I guess it is. But it's the anniversary of the death of George Floyd, who I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. It was a tragedy where someone passed away. But we're 3 years out from, like Allison said, the Summer of Love earlier. That was all of the, I mean, black liberal Marxists, which is BLM, Antifa, et cetera, protests across the country. Even in small towns, there will be a little BLM protest. And it was basically, that was anarchy summer too, wasn't it? That was Portland and
the Chaz.
All those things happened. Cities on fire, people being killed, police officers being maimed and injured. Mm-hmm. All because George Floyd was choked out, couldn't breathe, killed, apparently, back then, by Derek Chauvin, who's now in prison for said such murder. And we are told absolutely the police killed them. Almost every talk show host, every pundit, everyone has to say, yes, Chauvin, guilty, should be in prison because he killed him. You just have to, or you're destroyed. Mm-hmm. Or you were destroyed. And then Amy Beth is pointing out that at least now there's some discussion 3 years afterwards of what actually occurred when it comes to George Floyd.
So I'm looking at the rabbit hole, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm also looking at Matt Wallace. And so on the rabbit hole, it has the, did you guys know that there were two autopsies? There was one paid for by the family, and that was used at trial, apparently. And then there was another one that was done by an outside group that had no ties to the situation. And so that's the one that is on Twitter right now that has been posted on the anniversary suggesting.
Was it released before and it was just covered by the press? Or do we even know? We may not even know.
Well, here's what Matt Wallace says. His community notes off yet again. There were two autopsy reports. The one I posted today, that's 10 hours ago, is the now fully released first one done by a third-party individual. The second one that was used that we heard so much about was carried out through the family themselves who had large financial incentive. What report do you trust? And so when you look at the one that was done by the third party outside group, you see that the drugs that were in his system are what caused his death. That is according to that third party autopsy that was done. If you know the one that we heard in the news media and the one that they used at trial, and this is from the rabbit hole, from that Twitter site.
So somebody's lying.
Somebody's lying. And so what they're saying is that it's interesting to see the community notes because people are contributing to both autopsies. They're saying it's more nuanced than we ever knew. But somebody's lying. Who's lying? So it'd be interesting if you could go through, which I want to do now, and I will over the weekend, and read through both autopsy reports because it shows the drugs that were in George Floyd's system. And the third party says they did not mention the outside trauma. They mentioned all
of the opioid damage to the windpipes, all those sorts of things. So people would say, well, then that can't be true because they found Chauvin guilty and he's in prison.
And now they're saying, this Matt Wallace character is saying, hey, and there is even, if you want to go to his Twitter feed, there is an interview with Derek Chauvin, and they're saying, release the guy immediately. If you're going based on this autopsy report, he had nothing to do with it. So it's a very interesting comparison if you put these two side by side and figure out, were we lied to completely about this situation?
Or the other question
what
is...
What really happened?
The other question
happened?
Is, did we as a society have to send someone to prison? Because this is a democracy, right? They say we're a democracy.
They say that, yeah.
And in democracies, you have to satisfy the mob. Because there's no rule of law anymore.
Right.
So did we as a society in our, quote-unquote, our new democracy, did we have to send, not necessarily a good guy, we didn't say he's a good guy, but did we send someone to prison so that others wouldn't burn our cities?
That's a great question.
That's what you do in democracies.
There's at least a question about it now. And it's interesting, if you're going to send someone to prison based on one autopsy, then you could flip it and let someone out of prison if you're just going to take the other autopsy.
And I would argue that they didn't care about the autopsies. It didn't matter what they said.
Because it's what they saw.
I don't think they found him guilty because of the family's autopsy, which is weird. I mean, it's like, hey,
so
let me pay somebody to do the report. I can almost bet you that they come up with what I want them to because I'm paying them. My guess is that someone had to go to prison because the country was so volatile. And Derek Chauvin was that person.
And is there any question? I mean, you look at just the snippet of it, and you look and you're like, yeah, that was cruel. It seemed cruel. But we didn't know the entire story, and that was also left out until you went to find out what kinds of things he had done.
Right.
Still, we see him like 7 minutes. Yeah, that looks awful. It is. He was doing, it was awful.
Right.
It's painful to look at. But if you look at the autopsy, the first one done outside.
Right. You can find him guilty of other things if you want to find him guilty of something. Excessive force or something like that. But they went all out on a limb and had to say, I guess, murder.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion is they just could not turn back.
Yeah.
Now, some powers in the government probably wanted a guilty plea because that's just kind of their worldview. But others, I think, did it out of fear. Afraid that their cities would burn, afraid of what would happen. And so he had to be found guilty. I would also propose that we as regular people need some lessons. Maybe we need some education on that there are a lot of things that you see happen that if you decide I'm going to sit here and watch it and analyze it, we go, oh, God. Almost like any fight.
Mm-hmm.
Two dogs fighting. But there are situations where things happen, but you don't want to watch them. But we're really not prepared for watching them. I tell the story. I used to do, every so often we would do security when I was, I guess, first out of high school and college, and we would work at these concerts. And people just don't understand how fragile people are, how strong people are. And I can remember we were having to remove a lady who was drunk, and she was acting a crazy fool, and she didn't want to leave, and we're literally having to drag her out. We're not trying to hurt, we're not beating her up or anything, and she's flailing, and like, oh my gosh, how are we going to get this? And if she had actually tried to fight us, it would have been bad.
Or what if
she's just calling, you know, somebody would probably have to just knock her out. And then can you imagine the video? These guys knocked out this poor innocent lady, and we would see the video and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe he hit her. And it's kind of the same kind of thing. When they're trying to arrest someone, if you just saw it, oh, they arrested them, it's okay. But when you see it in slow motion and they focus and they're like, can you believe? I can't. There's no need for that. Oh, there might be a need for that. But we just aren't prepared for it. You see what I'm saying? It causes us to revolt. And then we're like, oh, no, you can't do that. Okay, well, then you go figure out how to get the drunk lady out. Just a lady. Small little lady. You go do it. They won't do it. But they want to tell me or whoever, well, you can't drag her.
There's got to be some law about this. It's the retaliator always looks bad, regardless of the situation.
Right.
Context.
It's like the second person that throws the punch always gets caught.
Always the bad one.
That's right.
It's just like we just can't, and then we decide guilty or not guilty by what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
We never put ourselves in that situation. How are you going to do that if you were there? Oh, pretty please, sir. Don't poke. poke my eyes out. It's just, I don't know. We just don't think about it. We got to take a break. We'll be back. I get them fired.
Join us for the 4th annual Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. Over 2,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibit created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved for $45 with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they've left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call 334-301-0336. This art exhibit runs now through Wednesday, May 31st.
This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the way go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Helen and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always offering the hook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Let's get to start.
Let's get to your phone calls.
It's easy for other people to say. Very good, Allison. Let's do that. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program.
How y'all doing today? Well, it doesn't matter. Don't answer that.
This
takes up too much time.
No, I'm doing good.
What a pro Randall is. I'm telling
you. Hey, while you're digging and you're going down this rabbit trail, I want you to look how
they worked at the same bar. The man that they put in prison, they said, you know, the main cop, him and George Floyd worked together. They were bouncers. They were kind of good friends, as far as what I, how I read it. It looks like the fake $20 bill came from the same club they worked at. And
fake $20 bill?
That's what he was arrested for.
Yeah, he was passing
that's what
$20
bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, he ain't that stupid, I don't believe, to be trying to pass it down the street at a grocery station. I mean, a grocery store right down the street from where they were working at. And then on top of that, the kind of
he might not have known it was fake, and somebody else might have known it was fake. Now look, Randall.
No.
I'm fine with some conspiracy theories. Believe me.
Let me finish it. I'm finishing it up for you. All right. And I want you to you watch as many takes of this as you can. You'll never see it at 8:46. They saying he held his knee on it for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Mm-hmm. Guess what else happened at 8:46? Not too long ago. The first plane hit the first tower at 8:46 a.m. Numerology keeps all this stuff together. They did not keep the knee on it for 8:46. I can't find it past. It's like 7 minutes and 20 seconds is all I can count. I want you to back me up. You see what you come up with. But they make sure they say 8:46.
They say it a lot, don't they?
Yeah, and check in him being a 33 degree Mason. My theory is I don't think he's dead. I think he's a 33 degree Mason. I think he's part of the plan. So
you think George Floyd's a 33 degree?
I think so. The tattoo on his chest, that one tattoo that is, it looks. I'm not in the Mason. I don't want to go into it no further than that, because I mean, people could get in trouble for even about the tattoo on his chest. But there's a tattoo on his chest that insinuates he is a 33 degree Mason.
Here's the thing. I don't know anything about all that stuff. I don't. But very, 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 very interesting. And here's the thing, Randall. We talk about it on Conspiracy Thinker Thursdays. We've talked about JFK. RFK says, is that right? RFK says that the government
CIA
was involved. Killing his uncle. We found all these things that the government lies to us about all the time. And so when somebody tells me something like what you're telling me, I'm more than willing to say, hey, I'm going to check that out.
Yes, sir. If it weren't for the numerology, how to keep all this stuff straight, and if it weren't for that, I mean, I would back up off of it. I probably wouldn't even call you, but you can look that up yourself right now. It's still on Google. They don't try to hide it. You can look it up. Both of them are 8:46, and that's just too big a coincidence.
It really is. It could have been 8:45. Randall, great point, brother. I appreciate you disturbing me for the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Randall.
I got a conspiracy.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it. I just heard it for the first time this week.
Okay.
Who knows anything about the Committee of 300?
Uh-oh.
Y'all know anything about that?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Let's just do our homework.
I'm going to throw it out here.
It is called the Committee of 300. The first time that it was mentioned publicly was by Gorbachev when he visited.
Ooh, last year.
Years ago.
Really?
Yes. And I just want you to look up that. It's a conspiracy.
Okay.
Admittedly, I didn't get to bring it up yesterday. I want to do my homework on it. Does anybody know anything about that? Supposedly the people who are controlling all the things.
Simpler Days is going to be up after the break. I just want to officially say I know nothing about any 300, and that was Amy Beth Shaver asking that question.
I'm just asking.
And
I love my life.
Surely it was only Amy Beth. Allison and I know nothing. And
I'm just asking.
All you folks in Washington listening, just get that straight. That's all I want to say. Simpler Days will be up after the break. And we might delve into that a little bit. Lots of good stuff. Target doubles down. Bud Light's doubling down. It's amazing. We'll be back. Yeah.